wasn't letting anyone pick me up, spot me running through the dark. I had to get back to base. An hour ago, Private Morales had had the unfortunate luck to cross into my path, coming off her patrol of the freeway alone. I'd been there since before sunrise, positioned behind an overturned car, watching the elevated roadway shimmering like an electric current under a constant flood of artificial light. Every hour, I'd counted the number of tiny uniformed figures moving along the section nearest to me, weaving in and out of the trucks and Humvees lined up bumper to bumper like a secondary barrier. My muscles cramped, but I fought the urge to wait it out somewhere else. It had been more than worth it. One soldier had been enough to arm me not only with the tools I needed to return to base safely, but also with the knowledge of how we could finally, get the hell out of this damn city. I looked back and forth twice before climbing over the fallen heap of brick that had once been the face of a bank branch and let out a hiss of pain between my teeth as the side of my hand scraped on something jagged. I kicked the object, a metal C that had fallen from its logo, in irritation, and immediately regretted it. The clattering and grating noise bounced off the nearby buildings, almost masking the faint voices and shuffling steps. I threw myself into what was left of the building's interior, dropping down into a crouch behind the nearest stable wall.
Clear! Clear!
Twisting around, I watched the progress of the soldiers moving along the other side of the street. I counted helmets, 12, as they broke off to investigate the different smashed glass entryways of office buildings and stores. Cover. I looked around, quickly taking stock of the overturned, singed furniture, my body moving toward one of the dark wood desks and sliding beneath it. The scrape of loose debris against the outside sidewalk overpowered the sound of my own ragged breathing. I stayed where I was, nose burning with the smell of smoke and ash and gasoline, tracking the voices until they faded. Anxiety kept a grip on my stomach as I edged my way out from under the desk and along the floor toward the entrance. I could still see the patrol unit weaving through the wreckage halfway down the avenue, but I couldn't wait, not even a few minutes longer. When I'd dug through the soldiers' memories, stitched together the information I needed, it felt like a block of cement had finally rolled off my chest. She'd shown me the gaps in the freeway's defenses as surely as if she'd handed me a map and marked them in thick, black strokes. After that, it had just been a matter of washing myself out of her memory. I knew the former Children's League agents would be pissed that this had actually worked. Nothing they tried themselves had succeeded, and in the meantime, the hauls from their food scouting had dwindled. Cole had pushed and pushed them to let me try, but the other agents only agreed on the condition that I go alone to avoid any additional risks of capture. We'd already lost two agents who'd been careless while walking out in the city. I wasn't careless, but I was getting desperate. It was time to make a move now, or the military would starve us out of hiding. The U.S. Army and National Guard had created a virtual barrier around downtown Los Angeles using the elaborate freeway system. The snaking cement monsters formed a tight circle around the inner city, choking us off from the outside world. The 101 was to the north and east, the I-10 to the south, and the 110 to the west. We might have had a chance of escaping if we'd left immediately after climbing back up to the surface from the wreckage of HQ, but there was that word that Chubbs always used, shell-shocked. He said it was amazing any of us were capable of movement at all. I should have. I should have forced us to go instead of falling apart at the seams. I should have, if I hadn't been thinking about his face trapped down in the dark. I pressed the back of my hand against my eyes, steeling myself against the nausea and stabbing pain in my skull. Think about anything else. Anything. These headaches were unbearable, so much worse than the ones I used to have after trying.